especially in front of a crowd like that, and after everything that transpired, just how nice was it to pull that one out?
Yeah, it was great, because we, you know, we looked like we were trying to give it to him a couple times. And, you know, that can be a little demoralizing, too. You have some opportunities to win the game, and they don't go your way. And then you end up using basically everybody on our team. So it was a very rewarding win. And Luke's supposed to get a day off, and he's the guy that ends up getting the hit.
Hey, Bob, the Pens double in the bullpen. What did you say the umpire sort of said to you? And saw Piscotty came down, too. Right. What did he say?
Well, I guess the rule is it has to be intentional as far as moving the chairs. If it gets lodged in the wooden area, then it's dead. But anything else is playable. It's always been a little bit sketchy down there with the chairs being moved and guys sitting outside of that area and so forth. So I was looking for some sort of interference. And the rule is, unless it was intentional, you play it.
I know you said back in when we were in New York that you always seem to be on the wrong side of a challenge sometimes. Did you get deja vu of that?
Well, that's not even a challenge. I'm just asking them to take a look at it. I mean, there's really nothing for me to challenge. It's a judgment call. But, you know, it's similar to trying a home run overturn. It's not a challenge. It's the umpires, you know, looking at it, trying to get the right call. So, yeah, I mean, that's one of the problems of having the bullpens on the field.
I know it seems like it happened yesterday, but Trevor Cahill, another strong start at home. Yeah. Is there anything you see that's different about him from home and away?
Well, you know what? Not really. I mean, changeup's been a big pitch for him. It's something he didn't have before. It was mostly sink or curve, and now he has a changeup that looks similar to his fastball, and he gets the swings and misses. I think more last time it was just coming off the DL and you know, not being able to throw a ton of pitches. He was only going to go 80. And usually the second time out after you've been on the DL for a little bit, you're a little crisper, and I think that was the case today.
Seemed like Bumgarner was kind of cruising through four, and then yeah. That fifth, able to make him throw a lot of pitches there. What's kind of the approach there?
Yeah, you know, you got to make him throw it over the plate. He pitches a little differently now. There's a bunch of cutters and curveballs and changeups. It's different than a guy that just used to come at you with fastballs. So, you know, that was really the key to the game for us, because I think we only had two hits for, what, 8 or 9 innings or so. So the walks were a key in that inning. We got just enough to get a lead. You know, obviously they came back and tied it up. And then we got some big hits after that. But the key to that game for us certainly was making them work and then, you know, get them out of there.
When you know you have Familia coming in tomorrow, does that affect how long you let Blake out there?
It came up. Yeah, we talked about it some. Blake is a guy that can go multiple innings and isn't afraid to throw a bunch of pitches. He's been a starter before. So I wasn't going to let him go more than 45, but knowing he's not going to be available today had a lot to do, or tomorrow had a lot to do with Familia coming in.
How good is it to see you guys manufacture runs the way you guys do? I believe you guys had those two walks and then the double play ball that before the Jonathan Lucroy hit. How good is it to see that you guys can depend
right.
on that?
Right, and we have to be able to do that in games like that where you're not swinging. You know, Pinder's bunt could have ended up being a game winner too, where, you know, he's probably bunted once or twice in his entire career. So that was a really good bunt down to third, and you have to find different ways to win. You're not always going to hit home runs.
Thank you.